Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, good evening, everyone. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live on Sunday, the 24th of the 8th, 2014. Well, it's been a lovely weekend so far. Waiting for my guest to come in, but I'm sure that in time she will be in very soon. I'm really looking forward to introducing you to my friend and my guest, a lady that hasn't been on Mike Spirit FM for a long, long, long time, but a lady that's good friends of Mike Spirit FM and good friends of myself, and I can honestly say this lady is a friend indeed. So on today's show, it's going to be an amazing show. Let me tell you about the tour that's coming on very soon. It's going back to Florida, to West Palm Beach, on October the 23rd. I'll be there. So if you want more information on that, then please do contact me, mike@mikespirit.fm. Simple as that, mike@mikespirit.fm. Or you can contact Sarah herself by going to send an email to media@sarahspiritual.com. Simple as that. So let me play you my first song whilst we're waiting for my guest to come in, and say feet up and enjoy this.
Fuse ODG and SPZ, what we tell them, blaze them.
Look at you in that dress, girl, you dangerous like a gun. Give them you, nothing less. Girl, you murder everyone. Your love is a killer. Your love is a killer. Look at you in that dress, girl, you dangerous like a gun. Give them you, nothing less. Girl, you murder everyone. Your love is a killer. Your love is a killer. Yeah, look at you.
Somebody call the popo. Cause the way that you look in the so cold. If you ain't ready, then you need to go for it. Maybe where I just see her running on a solo. She got me begging older. And she all up on me like a logo. But I'm not complaining. My baby, let's go.
Murder everyone, your love is a killer. Your love is a killer.
Okay, welcome back. Still waiting for the guest to come in, but that doesn't matter. You know, we can get on with today's show whilst my guest is having a few technical issues at the moment, here then, which is fine. You want to get involved with today's show? It's quite simple. All you need to do, if you are in the USA, you need to dial 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside the USA, and that's anywhere in the outside the USA, it's 001, which is the dialing code, 760-283-4611. Or simply go to the show page of www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpirit FM. And there you will see a Skype button. And on top of that page there, just simply press the Skype icon button and it's blue. That's where you'll find our chat room. We got six Kath in there saying hi, Mike. Well, hi. Hi, Kath. Six Kath. Come and join us. Come and interact with us. I know that my guest just briefly came in and went out, and I don't know what's going on there with her, but it doesn't matter. What matters is that we'll get on with today's show. I know that we've got quite a few callers there that's lined up in the system at the moment. We'll get through as many of you as we possibly can when my guest comes on. But whilst we're waiting for my guest to come on, let me just start by opening up the phone lines, and then as soon as my guest comes in, we'll close them for a little while and bring her on. So let's go to area code 978 and say hi, 978, to you there with us.
Hi, Mike. This is Kathleen. How are you? I'm calling from Massachusetts. I think there's a little echo.
That's okay. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's better now.
Oh, there we are. See, I just got to fiddle and twiddle with my knobs and buttons, and we're right then, aren't we? Okay, Kathleen, what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I had a question about relationship. I don't know if you just do mediumship, but I had a relationship question. And I wanted to know if you see me in a serious, committed relationship anytime soon.
Okay. Kathleen, my forte is to link to the spirit world, okay? Now, I can do that for you and see what comes with that.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding the relationship, and, I can't promise anything will come with that. But what I can do is make a connection to the spirit world and bring forward the information of life after death and then just go from there. Is that okay for you?
Sure.
Okay. Now, I can hear that echo that you're talking about. Do you have? Are you listening to the show on another device whilst calling in?
No, I'm on a landline phone.
Okay, so you're not listening to the show anywhere else?
No.
Okay, because normally, see, that would be the issue, okay? But it doesn't matter. We'll do our very best to work through with the best that we can, Kathleen. Okay, let me start off by talking to you of a lady that I'm aware of there in the spirit world. This lady, I believe that she would connect to your mum's side of your family of when she was here with us. I know that this lady comes forward because she makes me aware that she was a fighter and she fought right into the last moment of her life before she passed on to the spirit world there. I know that she makes me aware as well as she struggles and battles on here that she kind of makes me aware of being like in her late 70s, early 80s of when she passed on to the spirit world. Now, I know that she went very drawn within her features. I know that she makes me aware that she, as I said, she battled because she makes me aware of her walking, that she would have taken small steps, if you like, before she passed on to the spirit world, because I know that she's struggling and she's going forward there. But, you know, she didn't give up and she didn't want to give up for anything or for nothing before she passed on to the spirit world here. I know that she makes me aware, as I said, she's within your mum's side. Does this lady make sense to you a minute?
I think it's my mom.
Okay. And would I be right in saying to you that if this is your mum, then did you try and take care of your mum for a little while before she passed as well there?
She ended up moving in with my sister before she was put in a nursing home.
Okay, so you understand that there was some care that was given to her. Then that's fine, because I know that's what she makes me aware of, is that some care was given to her. But, you know, it's in some way like I didn't really want it, I didn't need it, or in her opinion, she didn't need it, but I know that she did before she passed. She needed that help, she needed that assistance, but she wouldn't give in to it. That's the point she's trying to make here to me. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. So it's your mum I've got here with us, okay? And as your mum comes closer to me, she makes me aware that she's been around your life, and you know, I'm asking her about a relationship issue here and what's going on there. She says to me that it's been stagnant, there's been on and off. So there's been a relationship in your life that has been on and off of late. Is that right?
Correct.
And am I right in saying to you that this is like the final time? It's off now, and it's off permanently. Is that right?
Well, there was two. I know one is permanently off. We'd always be friends, but there's another one I question if it's him or maybe someone else coming in for me.
Okay, because I'm aware of the one that's permanently off for some reason, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's it like to say to you that ended in a bit of a disaster?
A disaster? Well, there were words.
Okay. And was that like a difficult ending?
Yeah.
Because I'm aware of it being a bit of a disaster at the end, okay? And what your mum makes me aware of is that we don't want to go back down that road again, okay? So, you know, to answer your question, when is something permanent going to come in? I believe, and please don't take this the wrong way, but in some ways that we need to adjust ourselves first. We need to take charge of our own life before something permanent is going to come into your life, okay? So if there's some adjustments needs to be made or some changes needs to be made, then please make them changes before the next one will come into your life. And I believe that there is someone that's going to come in there, someone that could be permanent, but first things first, you have to change things in your life to make it permanent. Do you understand of this?
I don't know what I can change, my living situation or anything. I don't know what I can change.
What she makes me aware of is give and take in both sides, okay?
Okay.
Now, is it you that you kind of like your life the way it is, isn't it? That you don't like to alter things in your life. Is that right?
Yeah, not too much. I want someone in my life, but I like my peace too.
Okay. See, then, as I said, that there's give and take in both ways, okay, and that's what I need to put in front of you. So, Kathleen, what I'm trying to say to you is that no matter what, she'll be there with you, okay? Your mum will be there with you in the spirit world, but we need to kind of, and don't take this the wrong way, not so much do as you're told or anything of that sort, but, you know, we kind of need to give a little to receive quite a bit back, okay? That's why.
Yeah, see, I feel like I'm always the giver.
Okay. See, and that's why I need to say that to you, okay? If you feel as if you are always the giver, then there's give and take on both ways, okay? There's a little bit of both ways that's going on here, and that's why I need to bring into your vibration. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Okay.
By November, so let's try and make some adjustments by November. I feel that's when things will or can change within your life there, okay? Does that help you a little bit?
Yeah, it does. And I want to throw out a name to you. Does the name Quinn Mariah come up in any way for you?
To be honest with you, if it would come up, then I would have given it to you. But that's not what's coming into my awareness at the moment.
Okay.
But November will be important.
Okay. Would that be the person that I'm kind of seeing now, Joe?
You know, I don't believe it is going to be. No, I believe it's somebody new that's coming into your life. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
By November. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean that you got to go, bring up this person, Joe, and end it or anything of the sort. Please don't do that, okay? But by November, things will change, okay?
Okay.
That someone will come into your life and change your life in a way that is better for the both of you there, okay?
Okay.
Now,
all right.
Remember, okay, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, okay, let's bring in this next guy. I'm not sure if this is my guest, and hi, can we take your name there, please?
Hello.
Hi, yes, can we take your name there, please?
Dawn.
Dawn. Dawn, where are you calling from, Dawn?
New York City.
Ah, right, okay. That's fine. Okay, well, your number just appears a bit different there to me, Dawn. That's okay. And what was the reason that you called in for, Dawn?
I just wanted to know, like, since you're a medium, who can you pick up on from the other side that can relay any messages to me?
Okay, then I'll do my best there for you, Dawn, okay, to bring a communication forward. Let me talk to you of a gentleman that comes forward, first of all. I believe the link to your dad's side of your family. I know when this gentleman was here with us, he makes me aware that his chest, his breathing is very much labored, very much difficult with his breathing before he passed home to the spirit world. I know that he makes me aware that, you know, he's not all that old when he passed home to the spirit world. I feel maybe around my early 50s to my mid-50s of when he passed. I believe that he links in like a fatherly kind of a vibration there. Do you understand who this gentleman is?
No, it could be my father's father, but I'm not sure.
Okay. I know that he is quite slight of his build, okay? He wasn't a very big man in his build before he passed home to the spirit world, okay? I also know as he comes forward that he makes me aware that he was quite a character when he was Jewish. He kind of loved a laugh and a joke and the life and soul of a party when he was Jewish as well. Do you understand of him now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And I know, see, go on, sorry.
No, I said yes.
Okay. See, as he comes forward at the moment, Dawn, I know that he wants me to say that you are quite aware of the spirit world yourself here, is that right?
Yes, I am.
And in some way, Dawn, that you're able to do this work that I'm doing, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And see,
I don't think I'm as good as you, but I guess, yes.
Well, you know, you're only as good as your last communication there, Dawn, and, you know, I don't think that I'm any better than anyone else, far from the word, but, you know, he makes me aware that as he communicates here with yourself, that he's been trying to make contact there with yourself for quite some time. Do you understand of this?
Oh, wow, okay. I may have been blocked, so I'm not sure, but yes.
Okay, because I know that he wants me to say that he's been trying to make communication there with yourself for quite some time. And, you know, that you're continuously speaking to the spirit world, is that right?
What did you say?
You're continuously speaking to the spirit world yourself, is that right?
Yes, but I sometimes do it, but I'm like, I don't think anyone hears me. So I'm just, sometimes I just think no one hears me.
Well, have I got news for you? Because they are hearing you, okay? Because they're telling me that okay? And they're telling me that that they're hearing you, particularly early hours in the morning, okay? So, Dawn, I know that it's, you know, I know just after 3 p.m. your time there, but would I be right saying to you there that your sleep pattern's been out of late as well, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And 5 a.m. in the morning? Have you been waking at 5 a.m. in the morning?
Yes.
See, at 5 a.m., that's when this gentleman links there with you because he tells me that that's when he'll be coming close around you. Now, for some reason, what have you been... do you either collect silver or you got lots of silver around you or because I want to start polishing silver? Would you understand why I would want to do that at the moment?
I've been collecting coins from, like, different parts of the world, like currency.
Okay. No, that's not what I'm looking for.
Okay.
It's like if I want to polish some kind of silver. Now, I don't know if he would have done this, because if it's okay. not you, it's some kind of relevance of, like, brushing up on something, okay? So I don't even know what he means. Is this something, Dawn, that you were doing that you're trying to brush up on something? Is that right?
Oh, yes. It's my work. I'm brushing up on psychology because I created a new field called fashion psychology. I created like a new academic discipline, and I'm brushing up on psychology. And it takes a lot of mental work for me to do this.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, because I'm aware of brushing up on things like, you know, as if you would polish silver, you know, making it shiny. So whatever it is that you're doing, it's like I'm fine-tuning. I want to fine-tune things. I want to make it right. I want to make it perfect. I want to make it as shiny as I possibly can. So you'd understand that with
yes.
the condition of the... Okay, that's fine. See, because I know that's
yes.
why I'm aware of to say that you, okay? Also,
mm-hmm.
He makes me aware to say to you is that... Do you like cards? Do you kind of read cards sometimes as well?
I do have these cards here, like tarot cards. I used to really be into them. Now they just sit on my altar, so I haven't touched them yet recently.
Okay. Because it's like as if I want to... So if it's something that you haven't done recently, it's like as if I want to look at these cards... And as I want
okay.
to look at the cards, it's kind of like I want to look into your past, your present, and your future. Now, Dawn, if I say to you that you've been told this before, that you was going to make this breakthrough or your work conditions, would you understand of this?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing something phenomenal, so I feel like the door is about to open any day now.
Okay. But the spirit world has already told you about this, Dawn. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, I knew to do this when the idea came to me. I knew it was not for me. I knew it was from the spirit world. I knew they gave me the idea, so I decided to, you know, make it happen.
Okay. See, because I know that's what I want to bring forward here for you, Dawn, okay? We've already told you this. We've already given you the tools, if you like, for you to
oh.
go forward. But
okay.
use
okay.
them in the right way, okay? For whatever reason it is that you're doing it for, I don't know, it's none of my business, but use it in the right way for it to be right there for yourself. Does that make sense to you?
I think I'm using everything in the right way. Yeah, I think so. I don't feel like I'm not. I don't know.
Okay, good. Well, you keep on that pathway. Use it the right way, okay, and use it for the benefit because of whatever it is that you've kind of made a breakthrough with. It could benefit a lot of other people as well, couldn't it?
Yes, yeah, oh yeah, like around the world, like internationally.
Okay, perfect, because I know that's what I need to bring forward there for you, and, you know, just say that you're not alone. You know, the spirit world is very much around your vibration, and they'll do their utmost best to be around you. See, they keep making me aware of electrical. What's been the problem electrical in your home of late?
My phone, sometimes, like, I can, and then it doesn't work. It's like a touch screen thing. Sometimes it works and it doesn't work, or it could be my AC, my air conditioning, but that's the only thing I know of that's electric.
Okay, so long as you understand, see, because they make me aware of something electrical, okay? And I thought they'd stop there or finish there, but, you know, all of a sudden they just said, no, tell electrical. So, again, you know, it's their way of proving that they're around your vibration there, okay? Your mum, I want to talk about your mum for a minute. Your mum is still with
yes.
us, though, is she?
Yes, she's still here, yes.
Good, okay. Because I know I want to talk about your mum. And, see, your mum is in need of our thoughts at the moment, is that right? Your mum is not quite...
What, she needs something?
No, that your mum is not quite feeling herself at the moment. I don't know that she's feeling ill or she's under the weather or something. Would you understand why
yeah.
I would...
This is true.
Yeah?
She talked about it a couple months ago.
Okay. See, because I know that I want to talk to you about mum. And see, it's just their way, the spirit world's way of saying to you, I'm there with you. Mm-hmm. I'm around mm-hmm. your vibration. I know exactly what's going on, okay? Does that help you a little bit, Dawn?
What did you say?
So does that reading help you a little bit?
Yes. I didn't. The way you're saying it is like they're always around me, like 24/7. I didn't know when you're talking to me. It's like I knew, but I didn't. I mean, I thought, but I guess you like confirmed it. I didn't know like the spirit world or like my ancestors were like around me like heavily. I just thought, okay, maybe sometimes they come around when I ask for help, but. I typically talk to them a lot, but sometimes I feel like, okay, nobody's there. So maybe I need to, like, be more open to how they could communicate with me. And it's not, like, talking, like, literally talking, but, like, just different, you know, signs and stuff.
Well, bless your heart. You know, every time that we think, every time we think of someone that's passed over, they're there with us, okay? As somebody in the studio just said, you know, thoughts are living things, and which is so true.
Okay.
Every time we think of someone, every time we ask of someone to come close, they're there with us, okay?
Okay.
So just know, just understand, you know, they are there, and they do their best.
If you don't mind me asking, do you have anything from a she was like a friend, her name was Rebecca, she passed over, like, last year around this time. Do you pick up anything? She's from New York City.
Okay, it doesn't matter where she's from. You know, if she's with me, then I'll be able to work with her. If she's not, then I can't. But, you know, would I be right in saying to you that when she passed, it was quite sudden in the end, is that right?
Yes, we didn't expect it at all.
Okay. Because I'm aware of it being sudden. I'm aware of it being like 1 minute in this life and the next minute in the spirit world. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And am I right in saying to you that the not just you, but the family still hasn't got over this yet?
Yes, this is true.
Okay. And I want to talk to you as well about... the grieving, we're still grieving for this lady, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. You know, she's with me, okay? She's not close enough for me to kind of work fully with her, but I just want to blow you a kiss, okay? Now, is that something that you would have done? You would have given her the last time that you saw her, or when you went to go and see her after she passed, it's like as if I want to just... give this lady a kiss up on the forehead. Would you understand of this?
Oh, that's so nice. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. That's really beautiful.
Okay. Well, I know that she's around us, okay? She's around your vibration, okay?
She is.
You know,
okay.
When she comes, you know, she will come in a bit closer, okay? Sometimes, see, they just need... a little time. Some people come in like within a few minutes of them passing. Others take a few, you know, a few months longer. Others take a few years. It's whenever the time is right there for you. Okay. Now she makes me aware to say that to you about the smell that you're smelling. Now would I be right in saying to you that you're smelling some kind of scent? Is that right?
Yes. Sometimes this has happened. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Because I'm smelling like a freshness, I don't know, it's a fragrance of something. I don't know what it is. Now my sense of smell is horrendous, I've got to be honest. But I know that she makes you aware of the smell and the scent. What's them? Excuse me a minute. What's them? No, the white ones. That's the ones. What does the lilies mean to you?
Lilies?
Yeah, the flower of lilies.
I think they're really beautiful.
Okay. Did she used to like them, or were they laid for her when she passed or something?
They may have been laid for her.
Okay, because that's what I'm smelling, okay? And it's just her way of saying it to you, that she's around your vibration. Okay, Donna, I need to move on, okay?
Yes,
I hope
thank
that
you.
Helped you. Please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye now. Bye. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, have we got a treat for you? I believe my guest is in. I believe my guest is here with us. Let me just try and say, hi, Brachta, you there with us?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, I'm fine. Just stressed a bit to get the technical in order here.
Well, you know, Brechta, sometimes these things are set to try us, and you know what? I'm a perfect example of, you know, technology because it doesn't really work my end either. But, you know, finally,
yeah.
I managed to meet up here. And I guess that's thanks to Håkon, am I right?
Yes, he was helping me.
You know,
me.
I must be psychic. Well, you know.
Oh, my God, yes, you are.
If Håkon is listening, thank you, Håkon, because I was in a state of panic there, thinking that your mum wouldn't be on the show. But you know, I've met Håkon quite a few times. I know I got people in the studio here. I got my Anne and Richard here with us. I got Emily that's running around here somewhere else, and lots of people here with us tonight.
Lovely.
It is. It's really nice. It's really nice.
Yeah.
So, Richter.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about you, because I know that Anne has been excited to speak to you for a long time, actually.
And she's
been
too.
Thinking, well, one day. Well, today is that day, because tell us where you're from, Brichta.
Oh, I'm not sure anymore. I'm from Norway. I'm from West Norway in Bergen, and now I live actually only 20 minutes from Bergen. I just moved from the forest. So I have been living for 25 years in another community. You have been with me together in my big house, Mike. So it's a new time for me and my youngest boy. And we have we're starting to settle in here in a very small apartment. But it's an offer, so it's still going on a lot of things in my life. Just that's why I haven't been on air and I haven't been working like I did. So, what you want to know about me?
Now things are settled, there, Brichta. I guess it's going back to the normal now, isn't it? You know, getting back out there. And
I ask spirits for help to do that because I'm a bit stressed. But yes, it is. It is really. It's going the right way. Yeah.
Definitely.
I know
that things in your life went a little bit downhill there for some time, but I'm pleased to see and hear that things are now starting to steadily come back to where they need to be. And, you know, I applaud you for that, Brichta. I really do, because it's been a tough
thank you.
It's been a bit of a struggle, which, you know, obviously I'm not going to say live on here of any of those conditions, but it's been a bit of a journey for you. And, you know, I take my hat off to you, because you've come through it the other side. And, you know, a fine example,
it's make people stronger when you have something to hang on. It makes me stronger and also... my opportunity to get to know myself better, and I have absolutely done that. I know who I am, and I know what I want, and so I really have been growing a lot. All this the last year has been very tough for me and my family, but I'm positive, staying positive. I always believe in myself, and that everything will settle out like it should. So we just have to open mind and believe in ourselves and stop feeding the fears.
You know, and as long as you do that, and you do it with courage and strength, and with the backing of the spirit world, you know, it'll take you to where you need to be, most definitely. And as I said, you know, I can only applaud you for things that you've overcome within your life. But, you know, again, it's down to the spirit world, is having that trust, placing that trust in the spirit world that will take us all forward. So
yeah.
You're now living in Bergen.
I'm very near Bergen. I'm only 15 minutes from the airport, so just come. and it's only from here, daytime is about 20 minutes, then I am in the middle of Bergen Center, yes.
Okay,
and
perfect.
My work is there too. I have and my office in Bergen now, and I do treatments with clients there two days a week.
Yeah.
And I also have my group some time, not so often that before, but that's I had to take care of things in my private life for a while, so that's why. But I'm going there. I'm almost back again where I was for about a year ago, I believe. And I do more workshops.
Yeah, so you're doing your therapy, which is that's yep. healing as well, isn't it?
Healing, regression. I'm a life coach, and I do some. I'm growing in my spiritual work too. So I do more and more of healing. Yeah, special healing actually, because something has happened to my energy, and it's in a better way. it's all about believing yourself and just let go of that you can't do things, and just it's not me giving the healing, it's the spirit, it's not from me, I'm just a tool, you know.
Yes,
so
I really enjoy
my energies just now working with clients. If I think everything I am in just in my private life, and I can really work so good when I work with clients. It's amazing. I feel great. So it doesn't stop me.
So Brooke, tell me a little more where your office is in Bergen. How can people find that?
Oh, they can find it in the middle of Bergen. It's very if there are Norwegian people listening to the show, they will find me in Torgallmenningen. It's the middle of it's the center of Bergen, so everyone knows where it is. The people who lives in Bergen, and it's not far. You want the address or what?
Well, of course.
I can take it in Norwegian if you like. It's Valkendorfsgata. It's femte etasje, fifth floor. Yeah, it's the middle of in Bergen. It's not difficult to find. Everyone can see me. When I see it my window, I can see the whole Bergen, all the middle of the Bergen. Yes, where everything has happened there. Often outside it's always something happened there. Singing, people are singing there, and you know everyone in Bergen knows where it is. So I'm just renting a treatment room
go
there.
To you for, people can either go to you for regression, they can go to you
yeah.
for healing, they can go to
yeah.
you for. And I imagine that's where you do a lot of your demonstrations there as well, Brichter, as well as the workshops, yeah?
Yeah, in a workshop we do. I have a very special workshop who I really like more and more, because it's about I'm using also my own experience in life, and I know it's working. And I often have people who had crisis, life crisis, and they are coming brand new, never been in a workshop, and then coming. And I love to see them flying out that Sunday and so believing in themselves. So I'm working a lot of it. I'm always starting my workshop with getting off with everything they are hanging on with. And then we are going on to contact spirit and all that stuff. And we also have healing on my workshops. Healing and contact with spirit and letting go with fears and all that stuff. So we have a busy workshop. I actually having a workshop next Saturday. So it's only for one day. And it's only 1,000 Norwegian kroner. and it's very cheap. In 7 hours workshop. Yep.
Okay, so 1,000 Norwegian kroner for 7 hours workshop, which is a really amazing value for money. That is, I know that. You know. Okay, Brachta, we need to go to our next music song, music break a minute. So you just hang on in there. No singing mind, because we will hear you.
Yep.
Okay, so let me just say to everyone there, feet up, relax and enjoy this one. Well, welcome back, for who just joined us. Welcome, you are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Well, what a show has been so far. Brichter, hi, are you still there with us?
Yes, I think so.
Did you enjoy that song?
I love it.
Yep.
I did some dancing to it, so.
Well, I can imagine a hawk on twerking to that one. I really can.
You know, he's such a gentleman. You have to meet him again soon because he's just fine. Some tea to me here and fine water, and he's just looking so careful. He's so caring for me. Just a little man. He become 18 next year. He's a man with the bear.
Well, can't fault him. Håkon, well done. Because, you know, last time I was over there with you, Brecht, I did say to Håkon a few words about about doing a few things. And I hope he's taken my advice on board.
I think he has. I'm very proud of him. He's just starting a new school in Bergen now with automatic. Automatic, is that the English word for it? Automatic, electric.
Yes.
And he's really, really doing good at school, and I'm really, really proud of him. And he's also do the stuff that he wants to do. He do listen to good wise, but he's following his heart. Yes, I'm really proud of him.
Bless his heart. You know, he's doing very well. You tell him if he's not listening, well done from me.
Yeah, I will. He's in his room now.
Well, he still needs to get hold of my quiz, the gas, electric and water. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Just remind us, Professor, how many boys do you have? Five boys, isn't it?
I have, yes. I have, and not to forget about my daughter, so I have six kids.
Yes, I know, but it was five boys. I met your five boys last time it was over.
Yes,
and
it is.
As I said, I've got Richard and Anne in the studio, and I got Emily back and forth here as well. But, guys, can you imagine his vision this? Okay, I'm in Norway with Brugge. Emily's back. And there was five boys. I met the one. First time for me to meet the other four, because we were all having pizza with Brugge. And they all came over for pizza. And I was like, how do I break the ice with these four other guys I've never met, you know, which is her son. So that I know, I'll get them on a quiz. So, and Richard, maybe you can help out with this, because you're a plumber and you're used to, you know, the things of gas, water and electric to each house. So I draw a picture of three houses. Three gas, one gas station, one water station, one electric station, and I said to them, you have to get gas, water, and electric to each house. You mustn't cross the lines, okay, so gas can't cross water can't cross electric, so you have to get three services into three houses without crossing the lines. And I think, Brichter, I said it was 10,000 Norwegian kroner if they could do it, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I kept the five of them occupied, Richard and Anne, for hours, about hours. And then I told Håkon, which is the youngest, that it's impossible, you can't do it, because they were searching on the internet how to do it. And I was like, no, mustn't let them search because it's impossible. It's an impossible task. But I kept them quiet for hours upon hours, you know. And it was we broke the ice, bro. That's one thing for sure, didn't we?
That was fun. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. Okay, Brecht, should we go to the phone lines? I've already done a few readings. So should we go to the phone lines and let's take a few more calls?
Yeah, just do it.
Okay, let's go to area code 252 and say hi, 252, are you there with us? Hello, 252, are you there with us? Okay, last chance as we move on. 252, are you there with us? Okay, let's try 217. Hi, 217, are you there with us?
Hello?
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
Yes, hi, this is Venera.
Venera.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Okay, Venera, no problem. And can we ask you where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Illinois.
From Illinois, perfect. Okay, Vanira, I'm going to hand you straight over to my friend Brichta. Now, you've got to remember now, Brichta is working with language barrier because English is not her first language. It's Norwegian.
Would it be possible to have a reading with you instead of the... I'm sure they're really great, but I just really prefer to have a reading by you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, okay, tell you what, let me pop you back on hold then, okay, and then
okay.
I'll take your call after the next one, Vanira, is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely, thank you. Sorry.
Okay, I'll put you back on hold, and we'll come to you in a minute. Okay, so let's go to, let's try back to 252. 252, are you there with us now? Okay, obviously not. Okay, let's go to 313. Hi, 313, are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
Sherelle.
Sherelle. Okay, Sherelle, and where are you calling from?
Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit, Michigan. Perfect. Okay, Brichta, it's all over to you.
Okay,
I
want to
have a reading with you, too.
Okay, bye, Mike. I can just go.
No.
Okay.
Well, both. Well, both. Let's do both there. Yeah. Do both.
I tell you what. Let's do it different. Let's work together, okay?
Yes, let's do. We can do both. Okay. Make it easy.
Okay.
Mike just asked you, Dan. He wants you.
No,
okay,
I'm sorry.
We'll work together.
We do.
Okay. Okay. Now, we're going to do it that way. Make it easy. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want messages from the other. Yeah, I just want messages from the other side. Please and thank you.
Mm.
You both.
Can I ask you something? Is there special thing you want us to turn into, or is there just a regular reading you want? Just hello from the spirit.
Yeah, no, I just want you to go in and deliver
okay.
the messages from the other side.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You want me to start, or are you going to start, Mike?
It's up to you, but if you want to start,
okay,
then you can start, and I'll just follow in.
Okay. I have a gentleman coming in for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, and he's a handsome one. I feel that he could be from the 60s, so maybe... I can see his clothes is like in the 60s. He's dressing with a hat. It's a very like that one, and a dress, and the trousers
mm-hmm.
are too long to him. But he's a very tall man, and he's very handsome. I can also, it's very very strong cologne from him. I can feel. I think this man was a very, very very. A man who was very social. I will ask you if your father or your grandfather or in father's side of your family is passed, maybe in the 60s.
I believe that my supposed to be dad over there,
dad,
but I never
dad,
knew him.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
You didn't? Okay. And he died in the 60s.
Oh,
do you know that? Do you not know?
Yeah,
do you
I didn't know that either.
Oh, you don't know? Oh, I'm sorry about that. This man, okay,
no,
just working with him. I just okay. Tell me, do you have a picture of him, your father?
No.
No, nothing. Oh.
You said my father.
Yeah, I just felt more that your father. This is your father energy. I felt this, or it had to be a grandfather.
No, it's a grandfather.
Okay, because it had to be a man who has act like your father, because it's a father energy. Yeah, this man is a very beautiful energy. I really love him. He was a man. Who was very social, picking up people, make people laugh, make people have fun and good lives. You know, he was also a man who didn't didn't complain. I think that this person that I get here died of cancer or something about the smoke, something in the lung. Can you understand it? Something. Do you know how? Nothing.
No, I never knew.
Can't take
no,
anything
never,
of it. Okay.
Yeah, I never knew nothing or never met him before.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But this man is really around you. I just have to ask him now if he have a message for you. It's not, I can't going on and tell you how it's look if you don't met him. But I will ask him if you can release to a message from him, okay?
Okay.
Do you have children? Do you have girls?
No, I have no kids.
Okay, well, you just see, watch and see if there are coming any girls in your life. He's talking about girls. Two girls. Okay, tell me about it. Two girls. Do you have a sister?
Yes, I do.
Yes. And you are two?
Yes.
Only sister. Yes, because maybe that's why... That's right. Okay. Because he's telling about two girls, and that could be you too. If this is your father, that could be what he's saying to me about two kids. If this is talking about, and you don't know when he died, you never heard about him, nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Is that right? Okay. Okay, what you tell? I want evidence. Please tell me. Okay. Something was happened when you was born, but I don't think. Have you been living with your mother all the time?
Yes.
That's good. There is something. This man telling me about something happened. About why you are not together with your father. It's a special situation. And it's not what you think it is. It's not about what he is not caring for you, but it was a reason for it, a special reason, because this man is a very good man. But I can't decide if this is longer away or if it could be father's father. I'm not sure about that.
That's a great dad.
Yeah.
That's who you connected with.
Uh-huh. Because the message is there is something you are not picking up today in your life. When I know I'm talking to you, what you are going in. There's something you haven't been seeing, and he wants you to be focused on. Is there something going on in your life, as some solution or something? Is there something that you are worried about or you can't decide to do?
Yes, work.
That's what I'm
concerned about. Work, car, and an apartment. That's what I'm...
Okay, because there is a solution that you haven't been seeing. I'm sorry, my English.
That's fine.
Can I take it in Norwegian, please?
Huh?
I'm sorry. Can I just take it in Norwegian? Then I will get this out quicker for you. He's telling me there is a solution for you that you don't see. Yes, you are using your energy of what you don't can get to work. You know. And he wants you to let go of that now, because it's like I said, turn around. There is, I can see the color blue. It's the communication you haven't been listening to. It's someone has told you about an idea or a solution, and you haven't got it.
I probably have it. It probably come across again.
Because
I
feel there is a stress. You are stressed about something.
Because
you don't, because you don't know what to do about it, and he tell me that there is something you can't, you haven't looked up then. Can you, Mike? Can you see something of what I'm picking up?
Yeah,
Mike.
But, you know, I must say that you're doing very, very well there.
Well, I'm trying my best, but I really, really wanted
yes,
her to
good.
Remember this man because he's so beautiful. And she also got the wrong answer about him because it was a special situation. And
okay.
He's talking about the two girls.
Okay. So let me take over there.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank
because
you,
I'm with this gentleman that's here with us, okay, and let me talk to you of this gentleman because I do believe that when he was here with us, I feel that when he passed, it was quite sudden of a passing, okay. Now, I want to connect this gentleman to your dad side of your family because I feel I want to be connected to your dad's side. I want to talk to you of him as well that as he was with us that I know that his facial features, he was quite... I don't want to say wrong, but I want to say quite drawn within his features, particularly towards the end of his life there. I know that he makes me aware that his passing was sudden. See, I believe I want to connect with, like, your father's side, like your father or maybe grandfather. I feel more leaning towards grandfather, if I'm honest here with you, okay? Do you understand your grandfather and your father's side in the spirit world?
Yes.
And he would have been like that there when he was with us, is that right?
I never knew his name or nothing.
It doesn't matter. What matters is that he's with you, okay, and he's around
right.
you. See, because it doesn't matter whether we knew them or whether we knew about them. What matters is that we understand of who they are as they come through, and he has made his effort to come through this evening or this afternoon in your time there to be with you. Because
right,
he wants me
right.
to say that to you that you've seen the things that's going on in your life. You know, would I be right in saying there to you, Sherelle, that you kind of are blaming yourself for the things that's going
yes.
on in your life at the moment? Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're kind of beating yourself up, for want of a better word. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And there's lots of emotion because he ties me with full of emotion at the moment as he's talking here to me. He makes me aware of tears, hurt, upset in your life, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And he even makes me aware that there's been emotion even to today. Do you understand that there's been a few tears that's been shed today, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, see, because it's his way of proving to you that he has been around your vibration. He knows what's going on there, okay? And he understands exactly what's going on, okay? I know as well that he makes me aware to say to you that no matter what, that they'll walk side by side there with you, okay? Stop blaming yourself for the things that's going on in your life, for the things that's going wrong in your life, because it's not all your fault. Others need to take responsibility for their own actions. At the moment. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Perfect.
Now, do he see, like, do you, can you ask him? Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'm going to leave it there with you because I know what Brecht has given you and what I've given you there should be sufficient for you at the moment.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. That's okay. Then please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. Thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a wonderful day. Bye now. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go back to Venera. Hi, Venera, are you there with us? Venera, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Sorry.
You was lucky that I was going to pop you back on mute then for a second. Venera, now me and Brechter is going to work together with you, okay? I'm going to start off. And then Brechter can come in there during the part of the communication and give you exactly what has come forward. But Venera, I do feel, as I'm linking here with you, that there's a certain amount of, definitely lots of people that wants to come in from the spirit world that wants to be around you. I want to talk to you first of all, the lady that I want to talk to you about. A lady that I want to say that when she passed, it's like a cancerous kind of a condition because I'm aware of like cancer. When this lady passed home to the spirit world. I know that as she was here with us, that she makes me aware that it was quite a long, drawn-out passing in the end of her vibration there. Do you understand of a lady that would have passed for cancer? There was a very long, drawn-out passing at the end of her life. I believe that she links with your mother in some way when she was here with us. Does that make sense there, Chivanira?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, absolutely.
Bless her heart. And I know, see, as she comes forward, she makes me aware to say to you that she's been in your life there because would I be right in saying that you're trying to make everything fit, trying to like juggle so many different things at the moment, that you're trying to like place an excuse expression, a square peg in a round hole, because that's what you feel is if you get nowhere very fast. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. I mean, I've been doing that for a while, just feeling a little overwhelmed.
Okay. You know, in some way, it's just her way of saying to you that she's around your vibration. She knows what's going on. You know, Venera, I want to say to you that it's time that we, please don't take this the wrong way, it's time that we moved on from the things that's holding us back. Does that make sense to you?
I have to move on from what? I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
It's time to move on from the things that's holding you back in life, okay? Because I do believe that you're wanting to go further within your life. You're wanting to go further in your vibration, but there's certain things that's holding you back. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, I am trying to though, but there's just things that happening. Like, I'm trying to leave this job, get a new one. I'm trying to get a boyfriend. You know, I want to start a new life where I have a family and happiness, and I'm tired of being single and a job, I don't know. So, but things aren't really happening for me. I'm trying, but they're just, the spirit isn't bringing them, you know. Like, I'm doing my part, but they're not manifesting.
Okay, see, you know, Venera, I want to say to you that it's not down to the spirit to make things happen. It's down to us to make it happen. You know, all we can do is ask the spirit to be with us. And they are, because, you know, they're coming through to prove their existence there to you. This lady has definitely come forward to prove her existence there to you. What she is telling me, Venera, that you're kind of sending your resumes out to you there and everywhere at the moment. Why would I want to put, like, retraining into you there as well? Are you thinking of, like, re-educating into something?
Well, I have pre-master, PhD, and a postdoc, and I think I have a lot of education, so... It would be nice not to have any more education. I have a lot of loans.
Okay, it's like kind of like refreshing something. Okay, so is there a part of your education that you have that could do with a bit of refreshing?
I am a professor right now, so the job is nice, but I don't know that there is what I want to do. Okay. So, can I ask a question?
You can.
I am waiting to hear some news which would really, really relieve me. It's a grant that would kind of take care of my loans, and I haven't heard anything yet, and it's been a really long time. And I'm just wondering whether you have any kind of a message for me about that, whether it's going to be positive or not.
Okay. So is this something that you've been waiting on for the last, like, 8 weeks?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, they were supposed to let me know by May, and it's just that they're telling me, still under review. So my friend just got the news three days ago that she got it, and I haven't gotten anything yet. This is 7 years I'm applying, so it's really, really, really annoying, and I really need it.
Okay. Because I do believe it's like the last 8 weeks has been like a bit of a struggle there, okay? And like, I'm waiting patiently. I want to say that you, the next few weeks, things will change there with that, okay? So just be a little bit more patient and it'll come, okay? It will come. And I believe it'll be a positive outlook of that, okay? Brichter, do you want to add anything in there?
Thank you, Mike. You're so kind. I'm really sorry. I was, I haven't talked to you in a really long time, and I was so hoping that I'd get a reading from you. But I would also like to hear from your colleague. I think she did a great job at the other reading. It's, you know, it would be wonderful if she could share with me anything. I would really appreciate her time.
Well, bless your heart. Well, Brichter, do you want to add anything in there?
Yeah, I just feel that I just wanted to tell you about how I can connect with your energy, and that's you need to do it's to start looking at yourself, what you're doing to yourself, yourself. Because what I pick up is that you are actually boring. I know you have a good education, all that stuff, but I think something is missing in your life, and you need... Yeah, that's what I think Mike also trying to tell you, because you need to understand that you can have all your education you want in your life, but it doesn't help if it's not really, really loving your life. You need to find out for yourself. It's time to watch yourself in the mirror and ask the woman who you're seeing in the mirror and ask what she wants, because that woman is waiting for you to give her some attention.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm also looking for love, but it's not happening. Do you see any relationship?
Yeah, I can't hear you quite well, but I just want to tell you, if you want something, I know what you're saying that you want love in your life, you want
yes
and all that. Okay, and I would say what you are doing just now is to actually ask for the opposite, because you are thinking, you understand what I'm saying. Because you are, when you always say that, oh, I can't get this, and I wish for that, but I can't get it, you know, you are actually asking the opposite, and then you don't get it. You get what you ask for, you know, you have heard that.
I know what you mean, so kind of like positive thinking, sort of. Yeah.
I just want you to be aware of how your thinking is. I'm not saying that you are doing all the things wrong, but just be aware of how your day is, how you are doing with yourself today. Try to talk, start a conversation with the woman in the mirror, and I mean it. I say it to all my clients, because it's a very good exercise, because then you will be aware of how you're treating yourself and what you are missing in your life. That's a very good exercise to do. And I really recommend you to do it, just you. And you know, it's like, do you have a lot of wishes in your head? Because I don't know how long time we have, but I just have to say, I have a grandma or something, maybe on mother's side. It's a very, very beautiful grandma, and she is...
Yeah.
Can you understand that? Did you have from
Inspirit?
She's very, very beautiful, and she was some childless. Where very, very, she actually laid down all her work just to play with the kids. Can you understand this? She she was a really, really grandma, and she's just telling you just quick that. You can get everything that you want, and she's very proud of you. But she tell me, yeah, she is the one who was whispering this in my ear to tell you what I told you just now about. You have to go in and ask yourself what you are asking for, because you are missing things in your life. Yes, you have all the educations, and you are good at school and all that. You have the good job and all that, but if something is missing, you have to go and talk to the lady in the mirror and ask her what she is missing, and you will get the answer. And then start to focus on what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take
okay.
all this? Okay. And she's very, very lovely, and she send her your love to you and your family. She's very much around you. Yeah. Thank you.
She's very loving. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's very thank nice you. For you, for my grandma. I was actually hoping to connect with her, so thank you.
I'll just talk
much.
To her. Just start talking to her. She will give you advice to do. She will give you, she will help you. Just start
thank you.
Talking to her. Yeah. Bye.
Thank you, both of you. Thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
That's okay.
Okay, thank you.
Vanita, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in there.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks, Mike.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye-bye. Okay, Brechta, we're going to go to our next song, and then we'll go straight to the phone line. So let's just say feet up and enjoy this one.
Well. Welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my amazing guest, Brechta. Brechta, all the way from Norway. How are you doing there, Brechta? Oh, I'm doing fine. Just having a conversation with my son, Håkon, and Sheba.
Well, Sheba, you know, I've missed Sheba. Sheba's the dog, Richard. I know Richard was just looking at me enough to say, Sheba? Who's Sheba? Sheba's the dog.
Yeah.
You know,
she is.
Me and
you
Sheba.
Know,
well,
I took her I took photo of her in Bergen yesterday, and no, Friday, and she was so lovely, the pictures. I will put it on Facebook when I'm finished with them. So,
well, Richard, every time I took Sheba out for a walk every time so I could have a smoke. That was me. Me and Sheba became best friends.
Yes.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines, Brechta, because I know that people are still on hold and I know the show is time is ticking away. So let's go to area code. I know where this is because I've been there many times. It's Florida. So let's see what we've got online here from Florida 561. Can we take your name there, please?
Sure, it's Sophia.
Sophia. Hi, Sophia.
And
it is Florida.
Thank you.
Yeah, which part of Florida are you in, Sophia?
I'm in Boca Raton, South Florida.
South Florida. Perfect. Okay, so what was the reason that you called in for?
Sure. I had called in a few months back, and I had a reading where someone in the spirit had said for me to do something, and I did it yesterday, and I want to know what the feedback is in regards to that. And also there was there is a question that I've been talking to those two same people in the spirit about, and I want to know if they have an answer for me.
Okay. Fuchter, do you want to start with this one?
Oh, thank you. Can you start? Okay. Okay, I just have to get into what I get. I can start, of course.
Thank you.
Okay, just let me turn into you, energy. Okay, you're a very spiritual person yourself. You're working with spirit, aren't you?
I want to think so, yes.
Yes,
but
you want
not,
to do
I'm
it.
Not hearing back. I'm not hearing back, so I'm
Yeah. But you, what I get here is that there is something you have to understand. You will get everything in your time, in your motion. You know, understand what I mean by that. But it is also about letting go and just do it. It's about don't be afraid that this is in your head and all that stuff. I know all about it because I've been there. Everyone has been there. But it's about, they tell me, who is this? I will try to get spirit. There is someone talking to me from spirit world. I'm also writing, automatic writing. And okay. When I'm working with that I'd only heard voice or... And I believe there is one of your guides talking to me right now, and that's why I'm telling you. I will also connect with one of your loved ones just for a second. but this, I just explained who I'm talking to.
Thank you.
Yeah. The answer is, what you say? Yeah. That you are open up for working with spirit right now, and that's wonderful work. But you have to, and then you close in a way. You understand that because you call us and say, can you just see that this is okay? But you can also ask spirit, is this right? And he will give you answer yourself because you should do it, and you have to go that step yourself. But it's very nice that you call in and ask. I don't say anything about that. It's not that what I mean. But he tells me to say to you that you need to understand that you don't have to ask other people if you are getting the right answers, because you are, and you know it, but you just don't believe in yourself and in your work, because it's always, it could take a while. Sometimes you just let go, and sometimes it takes a lot, some more time. But I want to say to you, if you do, working with spirit, if you do, just do it. Because if you are open up for spirit, you are open.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it can't disappear again. Can I also ask you if you're... I have a gentleman here from spirit coming in, and it's also, I feel, I'm not sure. Yeah, I think he's from mother's side of the family. Is your grandfather passed over? From mother's
my
side?
Grandfather. Yes. From a long time ago, a very
yeah.
long time ago.
Okay, do you remember him at all? I just seem to get
honest,
all these people
I,
who don't remember them today.
No, I know who he is, but I don't remember if I met him or if I had much to do with him, but I
okay.
know who he is. I
because
know who he is.
This,
yeah.
this gentleman, I think this, what he's telling me that he is from your mother's side, and I think it could be your grandfather, not your father, but your grandfather. But he is also telling me that he is the one who is also going to help you through this spirit work, because he wants... Do you write? Do you write? Have you tried automatic writing? You know
yes,
what it is?
I,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because he tell me that he will come... Oh, someone, he said, what... sir, excuse me, I just, okay, tell me. He's telling me that some of your family that you know about and remember your their handwriting will come through to you with automatic writing. Don't give up because you will understand it, but you will see it. Not the words, maybe the words too, but with the handwriting. He, okay. That's the message from him. He will okay. contact he or someone, he too, yeah, himself too, but he's telling me that someone that you remember and you know the handwriting of will come through to you to help you with your spirit work. You're doing a okay. great work, yeah, just continue with it. Don't give up, and never, never stop believing in yourself. Because okay. you're doing great, yeah. Mike, do you want to continue? Or?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Okay, hi, Sophia.
Hi, thank you so much. Thank you.
That's okay.
Welcome.
Sophia, you know, I want to work with a gentleman. I don't know if it's the same one as that Brechter had there with you, but I know that this gentleman makes me feel that when he passed, I believe that he would have slipped in and out of consciousness for some time there before he passed on to the spirit world. In fact, he tells me he's not the same man, he's a different man. But I know that he slipped in and out of consciousness for a while before he passed on to the spirit world. I do believe that as he communicates here with you, that this man would have needed lots of help, lots of assistance before he passed. He makes me aware that his hands was very troubled. I know that he couldn't grip hold of things. I believe that he would have needed to be... not so much fed, but it would have needed assistance to like hold a glass or something, or hold a cup, particularly towards the end of his life there, because his hands and in fact all his joints seem to be seized and seem to be tight. Okay, do you understand who he is?
Yes.
Okay, bless him.
It's
okay,
because I know it's a patient that I cared for.
Okay, bless him. Okay, because he makes me aware to say to you that as he is here with you, okay, that he has been around your life for quite some time. Now, would I be right, Sophia, in saying that to you that you've been waiting for some kind of communication, maybe not just of him, but you've been waiting for communication for a long time. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
And you've kind of been begging the spirit world to come forward, is that right? Because I know I'm hearing you saying, please come forward, please come and help me, because you feel your time has come now for that bit of support back, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I know that he makes me aware to say to you that you've been like walking through eggshells, for want of a better word, been walking through treacle. At the moment, your life's been very difficult, almost as if something's taken you off the pathway that you've been on for such a long time, and now that has put you in a state of where you feel out of your comfort zone. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And it's very difficult for yourself at the moment, isn't it? Because you feel everything that you do, it's against you. Is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying it to you, there, Sophia, that that's where you've been begging for the spirit world to come close. That's where you've been asking them to come around your vibration and to kind of be close there to you, because that's where he tells me that's why he has come forward, because you've been asking. You know, there's only so many times that you can ask the spirit world and they'll do just exactly what you need them to at the right time in your life. I'm being told that right now what you need is another change of direction in your life. Is that right?
Yes.
Something to bring you back on the pathway that you feel more comfortable on. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying to you that you've already planned out where you want to be in life? You've either written it down on paper or you've got it all in your mind. You know where you want to go. You know your next step in what to take from here on in. Okay, perfect. Because I know that's what I'm being told, that the next step has already been planned. But you know the main thing of him coming through here is to support you, to be an aid there for you, there from the spirit world, to let you know that you're not alone in this life, that they're always going to remain around you, they're always going to be in your vibration, and stop feeling as if you're alone, because that's one thing that you're not. Do you understand this?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Okay, aww, I'm being told about my brother. Now, I don't have a brother, but would you understand of a brother then, please, that's in the spirit world or a brother that's here? Do you have a brother there?
I have a brother that's alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why would I talk to you about your brother? Is there a problem with your brother at the moment?
I don't know. He had some health issues before, and I don't know.
Okay, so you recognize that your brother have had some few health issues. That's fine, because I'm being told about brother. And see, whenever I'm given names or connections to this earth, that would tell me that thought needs to go out to that vibration. So please send your brother a thought at the moment. Now you, okay, your brother's a little older than yourself, is that right?
No, he's not, actually. I am older. I'm smaller, but he's bigger in size.
Okay, because I'm being told about being a little older. So if that's you that's a little older, then that's fine, because I know I'm being told about a little older.
Yeah, a little.
Okay, and is that like 2 years?
He's about a year and something younger than me.
Okay, that's not far away there, because I know I'm being told about 2 years. So I know that's the information that I'm being told there to give you. Now, for some reason, would I be right in saying that to you, Sophia, that you've been searching for something at the moment, you've been looking for something, trying to sift through things to find something that you've been, or that you've lost then or something? Do you understand this?
Something meaning material?
Yes, material, something material.
I cannot think right now offhand, no.
Okay, then okay.
But I'm seeking.
You've been searching through your. Okay, didn't catch a word of that. Have you been searching through drawers or something there, Sophia, for something?
Oh, I can't think. Nothing in particular.
Okay. See, I'm not going to take my attention away from it. I know that you're searching for something. You've been looking through drawers for something. And it's almost if I want to say to you that you will find this thing that you've been looking for. It's okay. It's jewelry. You've misplaced some jewelry then. Is that right?
I don't know. Oh, goodness. I can't think. I'm sorry. I'll listen to the replay again, but offhand right now.
Don't worry about it. Just remember I've said it to you, okay? When you realize that you have misplaced something, jewelry, remember I've already said it there to you, okay? Does that reading help you a little bit there, Sophia?
Oh, absolutely. That gentleman, I cared for him, and it's funny the way you described him, because that's how he was with his joints and stuff like that. So for him to step forward, it's good, because I've had dreams with him prior. And in a good way. So I know exactly, and I appreciate both of you, helping me. I really thank you for this reading.
That's okay. Bless your heart. Sophia, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling. But don't forget, come and catch me live in Florida, in West Palm Beach, in fact. October the 23rd, I'll be in West Palm Beach. And I'll tell you the name of the street. It always makes me laugh when I say it. It's Okeechokee Boulevard Street. That's where I'm going to be. It makes me chuckle as well. But that's where I'm going to be this October the 23rd up until the 30th. Come and catch me live there. When I'm doing demonstrations there and workshops with Sarah Spiritual. So,
okay.
I hope to see you there.
I'll be there. Yes, I will. Thank you so much. I will be there. Yes.
Okay, bless your heart. Well, take a note of this website of media@sailorspiritual.com, and that's where you'll be able to get all the information of where I'm going to be, what I'm going to be doing, and that's where you'll be able to sign up for some courses or workshops or even private readings, whatever you're kind of looking for. That's media@sailorspiritual.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike. And thank you for your partner there, too. I forget her name.
Brechta. No problem at all.
Okay,
thank you very much. Have a wonderful day now. Bye.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, what a lovely lady, Brechta, wasn't it?
Oh, she was. She was very, very nice. She just have to, I just pick up on, it's fun to work together because I pick up on something and you pick up another thing, but it's all fit together.
Definitely, you know, that's what makes us individual, that's what makes us work as for
yeah.
a spirit,
yeah. to
be able to in balance and in harmony.
It's awesome,
okay,
yeah.
Let's try to do that exactly the same thing again, but let's
yep.
go to a code 914 and say, 914, hi, are you there with us?
Hi.
Hi, can we
Hello.
Take your name there, please?
Hi, my name is Christine. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay, Christine, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
New York, perfect. Okay, Christine, what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I was calling because I had a relationship question. I have someone specific in mind that I really am in love with. I'm just wondering if there's any messages for me about this relationship from the other side.
Okay, well, let me
and
make
really
it spirit world, okay? And we'll see where we're going, and we'll see if we can pick up on this relationship if that comes in. Not saying it will, because we can't guarantee that, but certainly we'll do our best and make a connection there to the spirit world and see what happens, okay? Let
you.
Me first of all start off there with you. And let me start off with a lady that I'm aware of here, a very slimly built lady towards the end of her life. I know that she's very short. She's maybe around 5 foot, maybe 5 foot 2, 5 foot 3 of her height of when she was here with us. I believe that
mm-hmm.
this lady
mm-hmm.
that she passed there, she makes me aware of being like a tumor, brain tumor, is what she keeps saying there to me, brain tumor. And I believe this is how she would have been before she passed on to the spirit world. Now, she does tell me that I need to go to your mum's side of your family to find her. Your mum's side, that's where I need to go. I believe that this lady makes me feel that she was on her own for some time before she passed, which means that her partner either went before her or she didn't have a partner in this life, because she makes me aware of being on her own for some time before she passed on to the spirit world there. I know that she makes
okay.
me aware as
okay.
well that there was plenty of support around. There was plenty of family members. They would have done their best there for this lady before she passed. But she does make me aware that she was on her own. Does that make sense there to you, Christine?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that to you, as she comes forward, you know, she's been there for some time, hasn't she?
Yes.
She's been in the spirit world, okay. Because she makes me aware that I've been here for a long time now. And, you know, she kind of sees everything that goes around in your life and the other people's lives that she cares about as well. Now, this relationship issue that is going on there, would I be right in saying to you that you feel it's very stagnant at the moment? It's like still, is that right?
Yes.
And, you know, I'm going to use Brechter's words here in the greatest of respect, but you feel it's like getting boring, monotonous, is that right?
Well, we're actually not talking much right now.
Okay, so you would understand it's getting boring, it's getting monotonous, it's like nothing is changing, we're not going forward, is that right?
Right.
Okay, and I want to say that you know, the only way for us to go forward is to communicate. So if that's something that you're not doing, then obviously we're not going in any direction except backwards, isn't it? Now, I know that,
mm-hmm.
as
mm-hmm.
you said, that you love him dearly, you love him very much, which is perfect, which is lovely. But would I be right in saying that to you that it's like as if I want to point the finger. I don't know whether you've been accusing him of something or he's been accusing you of something, but it's like as if I want to point the finger to about something at the moment. Do you understand that there's been some kind of accuse?
Yes. I mean, yeah, I can understand.
Okay. Now, you don't have to tell us, and really I don't want you to tell me because it's none of my business, but there's been accusing that's been going on. And see, what I feel is like there's something back in my past, not my past, but either your past or his past, that's like making me feel a little bit like, what's the right word? The past is influencing our future. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's why the accusing has come in there, because why does something so good, how can it be so good for such a long time? Is that right?
I'm sorry?
If I said to you that you feel that how can something be so good for such a long time? Because we can't believe it can be this good forever. Is that right?
Well, it hasn't been good, to be honest.
Okay. Okay. Let's rewind back a little bit, okay? Where you say that you love him very much, okay? When you were together in the sense of being together, it was good.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I believe, I want to say to you that how can it be this good forever? Because we're putting doubt in there, okay? So if you've been putting doubt in the relationship in the beginning, then it's always going to be destined to fail at the end, okay? Because we don't give it a fair chance. You know, the words I want to use to you, that not everyone is the same. Now, I don't mean this directly to you. It might be to him. I don't know. But we're not all the same. Not all men or all women are the same in life. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And that's why it's gone the way it's gone, because whoever thinks that we're all the same, and it's only going to end up in hurt, upset, all over again, okay? But the point that I'm making you to there from the spirit world is we're not all the same, and we need to stop allowing the past to influence our future, okay? And that's what this lady has come in for, to let us know that. Do you understand of this now?
Okay.
Okay, now would I be right in saying that to you that all you want is for things to get back to normal? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And okay, I know that you said you're not speaking, but is this been going on for the past few weeks now?
Yeah, for a long time. He's just been on and off with me, and I've tried very very hard to communicate, and I know that communication is the key, and that's what I've been trying to do. But he doesn't seem to want to communicate much with me, and I don't understand why.
Okay. You know, sometimes it takes us to be the bigger person, doesn't it? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being the one that's always making the effort, let the effort be made to us for once. Do you know where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I feel that instead of being the one chasing, let's be the one that's to be chased. So if that
mm-hmm.
means that you need to put your defenses up for a little while, then you put your defenses up for a little while, because that's what's meant to be there for you. Okay, do you understand?
Okay.
Okay. Brichter, do you want to add on in there?
I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm going to be listening to you. I just wanted to tell you, I know you said you love him and all that stuff, but now he's just holding you back. I'm sorry, but he is. I just want you to think twice. Maybe your life has to go on, and if he's not responding on your conversation with him or all that, I don't say that you are going to, you have to do anything, but just my wise, good wise, okay? Just think about yourself, and don't ever let any people hold you back like that, okay? But
mm-hmm.
okay, I do have a spirit coming in. I really get along with all grandfathers today. I think this is a grandfather coming true. And
okay.
Can you understand that grandfather on mother's side on your family is in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. Could you understand that grandfather was a person who was a very, very a very nice person who was having fun with the kids and not very, he was a good man, but he also saw the fun with being with the kids. Sorry about my English. Did you have a very close relationship with him?
No, I didn't.
Were you close to him? What was the way? You can't remember.
No, I didn't have a really close relationship with him because he passed when I was very young.
Not again. I have all those people today. They can't remember my spirit, the spirit who's coming through me. Sorry,
I mean, I knew him. I didn't. I just
you knew
didn't,
him,
we
but you can't remember him. Can you please ask when you talk to someone who can remember him? Because I really feel that he was a person who was, I don't think he was not very old when he passed, but in his 60s, 65 or something. I can. Mm-hmm. I'm not very good at the age, but I think that's what I feel that he's showing me. And can you also remember or ask your family if this was something with his heart? This man is also here. Anyway, that spirit is here for you today, and he is also telling me about that you are not you are worthy, and you are not seeing. You are not see how worthy you are. It's about thinking about yourself. That's not selfie. It's important to do. And you are telling you were telling Mike that you have been going on for a long time like this with your boyfriend. And you have to take a decision, I think. If you want, you have to get him to speak and find out what it is, but you have to stand up for yourself and not give up what you want. You understand what I'm saying to you? Your grandfather, I think he's your grandfather. He's here to support you about this, because he's also talking about that if he can't stop doing this to you, he don't appreciate you, he don't deserve you. So you have to see, maybe you're wasting your time on this. Understand that you are a beautiful woman. What? Yes, I almost forget. I got in some music. Who is in music? Are you working with music or school or whatever? Is there something with music with you or him?
Yes.
It is.
I'm musical, and so is my mother.
Okay, that's what I got. I almost forgot to tell you about that. That's what... Stupid me, but okay, because he's talking about you have so much more, and you have also, he also want to tell you that you have plenty of time. Why so hurry? That's the word he say. Why so hurry? You have first to do what you want to do in dreams, because in time you are settled. I know, I have 6 kids. If you got kids, you don't have time to live your dreams. I don't say I love to have my kids, but you don't have time to do what you really want to do. So do that first. That's the message from your grandpa.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You don't seem happy.
No, I just, it's just very difficult and very confusing situation.
I do understand. But it's not doing you good. I'm just saying it as it is. This is not doing you good at all. You have to think about yourself. You have to just face it with him. Don't wait for him to talk. If he's not talking, just giving the message, because you have to move on to your life full of your dreams. And, you know, maybe he will come then when he said it, because now he has kind of, he knows where he have you, you know?
Then
it's he has the control. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm not saying that
he is a bad. I'm not saying that he is a bad person, but it's just because it's just doing this automatically with humans. We are just doing this to ourselves. You understand what I'm saying? So just give him, face it, go and talk to him right in the face and say, you have to have an answer. What's going on? If I'm not going to have any answer of you, I just have to go on with my life, and you do what you do want to do. I'm sorry. I know you say you love him and all that stuff, you know, but you can't stop your life. You can't stop living your life because of this. You have to do something about it. That's the message from your grandfather too. About, and it's about music. So you know better than me what to do then. It's about music.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Christina, thank you very much for calling. And remember, you can download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
And yourself. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, Brooke, so we're going to go to our last song of the evening. So let me just say, put your feet up. And you know, this is Emily's choice. Well, one of Emily's choices.
Okay,
but,
good.
Enjoy.
I will.
On the page of our story, the future seemed so bright. Then the thing turned out so evil. Don't know why I'm still surprised. Even angels have their wicked schemes, and you take that to new extremes. But you'll always be my hero, even though you've lost your mind. Just gonna stop and watch me burn. That's alright, because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stop them and hear me cry. That's alright, because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
Welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my amazing guest, Brichter. Hi, Brichter.
Hello.
And how do you like Emily's choice of music there?
Oh, I love it, really. I haven't heard it before. Oh, you know, I'm from Norway.
Well, I think it may be a few songs rolled into one, and let me just get a nod off Emily. Is that right, Emily? Is a few songs rolled into one? Yes. Okay, so there we are. So it's your own music plus Rihanna's music together. So yeah, you know, my psychic abilities there, Brechta, was right thinking it was songs rolled into one.
Yes, that's true. It's
wonderful.
Very lovely. I'm so happy to be on your show.
Well, we've only got 4 minutes left of the show. Doesn't time fly?
Yeah, when you have fun. It's so great to be in your show again. I'm so grateful. I haven't been on air about a year. I think so. It's about in November or December, it is a year since I was on air myself.
You know,
so,
well, but
long time
may
ago.
It all continue, definitely, you know, and I know the question on my mind and the question on definitely on Alan and Richard's mind, because they're in the studio with me. Would you come on again?
I will love to. My goodness. Would you have me?
Well, we will, but, you know, Brichter, there's a friend, a mutual friend of ours that's listening to the show today. I know that I had many hours of fun with whilst I was over there in Norway with you. A lady that had lots of fun with us.
Evie, is it?
No. Somebody else. It's a lady that we went to her son's house. His son's name is Troyd.
Oh.
Anne.
Yeah? And she, Annie, she is listening, yeah.
She's listening. So I am there in Norway as well. So, you know, we've got kind of like our family back together. But I know time has beaten us. We're not going to have a chance to take any more calls here, Brichter. We're really not, because time has flown so fast.
Maybe.
Let everybody know where they can catch hold of you again. They can catch hold of you in Durham.
Yeah, but I'm also trying to start off my own show, Blog Talk Radio Show, and I suppose I will be on air this Wednesday.
Okay, so that's this Wednesday.
I will put on the link on Facebook because I have to go on again. I have to. I have been waiting too long now, so I just have to get on with my shows and I'll do my work, and I really, really want to go back. So my plan is that my show is running at this Wednesday, yes.
Okay,
same,
so that's Wednesday.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Same time as my show, so that's 8 o'clock UK time,
yes.
3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hello, 12 noon Pacific.
Yeah, and I will get,
9
I will
o'clock
get,
Norwegian time?
Yes, and then I will give readings in Norwegian and English because it's also I want Norwegian people to call in because they don't know Blog Talk Radio so much. They don't know how it works. And I'm trying to get the Norwegian people to get on to Blog Talk Radio and dare to call into your show and get a reading. It's not many Norwegian calling you, is it?
Well, you know, Brichter, all we can do is try, and I'm sure that it will go from strength to strength. But, Brichter, I know that time is beating us. We do have to end the show there. So all that remains for me to do is to say to you all, good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sleep Manics, and we tune in every week.